Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. Have you ever contemplated eternal life? In 1 John 5, John dedicates really the last portion of that chapter to the subject of eternal life. In verse 11 of 1 John 5, John says, "This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son." Or verse 12, "He that hath the Son hath life," that would be eternal life, "and he that hath not the Son hath not life," that is, he does not have eternal life. Drop it down to verse 13, notice he says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." Later in the chapter, John will say in verse 20, "We know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." Really, it's two words I want to examine with you today with an emphasis on the first part, eternal life. Let that be our word for the day. You know, it's interesting in this passage, we're given some sense of what it means to have eternal life because John describes for us the source of this eternal life, and that is God Himself. Notice in verse 11, he says, "God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son." Now, John doesn't mince any words here. He makes clear that this life that we are able to enjoy at some point in the future is on the account of, because of, God Himself. So we must first consider the fact that God is Himself eternal. Exactly what does that mean when we say that God is eternal? There are a few passages in the Bible that help us to explain that, perhaps even with the use of word pictures. In Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2, the psalmist, in this case, Moses, writes and says that God existed before the mountains were formed. Now, that's a historical reference point, but he's taking us back in our minds before that point. Then he goes before the foundations of the earth were laid, taking us back to before creation. And so that we don't miss the point, Moses says, "From everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God." It's not but a few chapters later, in Psalm 102, when you get down to about verse 24, that the writer there will use the word years accommodatively and say that of God, His years are without end. The point of the Bible is that God does not have a beginning or an ending. Now listen, time has both of those. Time has a beginning and it has an ending. If God had a beginning point, then He would necessarily have to have been created. He would actually be less than the life that created Him. So you consider that God is a timeless being. He is before all things. He will exist after all things. He always has been. He always will be. With man, there is movement, there is growth, there is aging. One day, every day we grow one day older, but God, He just is, according to John 8, verse 58. In Titus 1:2, Paul said, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." What is this eternal life? How do we define that? It is something that God grants to us that is tied to His own nature. Now, we understand we have a beginning point. It's very clear that we come into this world at the moment of conception. Not only does the body exist at that point, but the soul does too. But from that moment, from that beginning point, you, I, we never cease to exist. Eternal life. The ability to live forever, somewhere, someday. According to the passage, not only do we have confidence in it, but He's also given us a confirmation in it in His Son Jesus Christ. Because as John says, this is the true God and eternal life. Is God real? Yes. Is eternal life real? Every bit as real as God Himself, because He is eternal life. You're going to live forever somewhere someday in that word, eternal life. Don't you appreciate that? I hope that you'll consider this subject carefully and study it further in your own personal Bible studies. Eternal life, that's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.